I bumped into an old friend at a tax event the other day. Like many at the event, he wanted to talk about the reform of inheritance tax. But, unlike the rest, he had a simple solution. "Leave all your money to charity," he said. That way, of course, there is no inheritance tax liability at all, and the charity gets all the benefit. He's also taken to voicing this view at tax planning events run by wealth managers, and he is always then escorted politely to the door. After all, leaving all your money to charity yields no fees for wealth managers. For a tax that doesn't really yield much revenue, creates a huge amount of bureaucracy, and is very difficult to handle at an emotional and worrying time in the aftermath of a death, inheritance tax does attract more attention than its scale deserves. So, good for the Office of Tax Simplification. It was asked by the government to review the system, and now it has done so in two exhaustive reports into what the issues are and how aspects of the tax can be made simpler and easier to understand. It has no power to effect change, of course, but giving the government evidence and possible solutions goes a long way to bringing change about. At least, that's what we rational folk outside of Whitehall hope. An inheritance tax is an extraordinary tax. The OTS figures just underline this. There are around 590,000 deaths in the UK every year. The number of inheritance tax forms that have to be filled out each year at a difficult and emotional time for the people involved is some 275,000. But only around 24,500 result in tax being due. In the 2017-2018 tax year, receipts amounted to £5.2 billion. And as the OTS report then said, to put this into context, this would cover just over 1 week's worth of the cost of providing UK pensions and welfare benefits that year. So the tax burden is completely disproportionate. And frankly, if it related to something relatively minor, but still caused the immense grief to the people caught up in its tentacles, it would have been abolished long ago. But inevitably, it is seen as highly political and hard to abolish. It's seen as either a way of stopping relatively well-off people spreading their wealth amongst their children, or a way of punishing the rich for being rich. Feelings run high. Elsewhere, they are baffled. There is no inheritance tax in Australia, for example. At another tax event I was at the other day, an Australian asked why we had to keep inventing these silly taxes. And of course, it creates wealth for the wealth managers who dream up ways to legally circumvent it. We shouldn't be encouraging people to buy farmland simply because it gives them a tax break, was another opinion voiced. The OTS keeps well out of all this, but its suggestions for reform are sensible. Inheritance tax, it says in its latest report, is often said to be unpopular and raises strong emotions, not least because it affects people only occasionally, in sometimes significant and surprising ways, and at a sensitive time. The OTS work revealed many areas where inheritance tax is either poorly understood, counterintuitive, requires substantial record keeping, creates distortions, or where the application of the law is simply unclear. Classic stuff. An agglomeration of tax measures all brought to bear mostly on people who are struggling with a recent death. And even those who have taken out measures to limit how much tax will be removed from the family find it traumatic, confusing, and dense as a fog rolling in off the moors. The OTS cannot do anything about the grief, but it has come up with ways of making it simpler. And the recommendations, making things like lifetime gifts, capital gains tax, and the entanglement of farmland reliefs much clearer, will help understanding. But it remains the responsibilities of politicians to make the whole issue of the cash and assets left behind at a death into something more intuitively understandable. Death and taxes, as Benjamin Franklin of course pointed out, are certainties. Politicians should listen to the wise words of the OTS and at least make it comprehensible.